Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out and get a chance to read more about it on the website, on my other website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there on The Age of the Customer there, and maybe you'll even like it enough that you'll buy the book. I'd appreciate it. Jack Oldrich is our guest, folks. Jack is a great futurist of our time, an author extraordinaire. You just got to go to Amazon, just look at his works. Go to jumpthecurve.com. Is that right?
No, I've now changed it. It's just jackoldrich.com.
Okay. All right, jackoldrich.com, U-L-D-R-I-C-H.
Correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, jackoldrich.com. And folks, you'll see all the things he's done there. It's astonishing how prolific he is and smart. Jack, I want to wrap up a little bit more on the blockchain, because I want to make sure folks, in the previous segment, Jack was telling us about the concept of blockchain, which I encourage you to get, as you say, Jack, is the great article in the Economist a couple of months ago, 1st of November, about this in Bitcoin. But blockchain is the engine. It's like the ledger, right? The general ledger. If in your accounting system, there's a general ledger that's like the engine of all your accounting, right? The blockchain is kind of like that general ledger, isn't it?
That's right.
And it works off of, as you pointed out, it works off of the closest thing that we do to what it is the double entry accounting system. Tell us about that.
That's right. Well, so most people, hundreds of years ago when double-entry bookkeeping was invented, most people didn't think of that as a transformative change.
But it really double-entry meaning debits and credits.
Correct, yes. Yep. So, but it really facilitated commerce, and it helped business people understand, grow their business, and facilitated trade and commerce. And blockchain, think of it as double-entry bookkeeping only on steroids and deeper, and you have this ledger that goes all the way back in time that can verify every transaction. And so when you do business with someone, you get to access that, and if you then trade with them money, any sort of exchange of service, it goes onto that.
So the blockchain is just so happens that we first found out about it in relation to Bitcoin, but it's like saying the internet is only for websites, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Here's another way I want people to think about it. Is earlier I said it would modernize bartering. Well, the reason bartering doesn't work is if you're a farmer and you have to exchange or want the services of a lawyer, you can't give the lawyer a half of a cow. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't work. But now, under Bitcoin, that farmer would be able to have a ledger of people who did want a cow. He would have some sort of paper value of currency that he could then
directly
to the lawyer.
It's money, folks. And, you know, Adam Smith, the author of the great work, the Wealth of Nations, said the three great inventions of mankind were the written word, the accounting system. He called it economics. Basically, the accounting system, and the third was money.
That's right. And so, think about money. What is it? The reason it works is because we trust our government. You get that paper, little piece of paper that has $20 on it. And you trust that has value, and that system does work. But now, we might not even need the government, because you will, in fact, be able to trust your neighbor and a stranger. Mm-hmm. And so,
but taking our heads out of a monetary system, out of currency, out of denominations of currency, out of the banking system, thinking of it as being across borders, across oceans, getting our heads at that level is a real quantum leap, isn't it?
It is, and I know it's difficult, and I know that a lot of people, your listeners, are saying, look, I just have to focus on my business today or next week, and I understand that, but as leaders in your industry, you have to take some time.
This is in your future.
You know, it is.
It's just like I told people. Go ahead, Jack.
And it can be really exciting for you. If you can leverage this, you can really reduce.
But it can also seem almost like anarchy a little bit too, right? Depending on how it works across countries and across governments. You know, anyway, I just think that this is. Folks, just like I've told you before, mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. Blockchain, I don't know about dominating, but it's going to be part of your future, right, Jack?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Last thoughts on blockchain.
And the time to begin thinking about it is now. So, like I've said, pick up that Economist article. My guess is the first really good book on blockchain will come out this year. I'll read it. You'll read it, but I encourage our readers
to... And will you promise to come back and keep us updated as we learn more?
Absolutely.
Learn more applications and things like that, because I want to make sure my audience knows about this so they can be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Jack, good job there, folks. We spent a lot of time on that one issue, but it was worth the time, and I think later you'll see that, and we're going to talk about some more game changers after these messages. How about a special kind of cheese? How about that for a game changer? Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jack Uldrich, ULDRICH.com is his website. I woke up in a Soho store where a
policeman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.